T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we are back with Beach and Company. I love that story in the news. Governor Cuomo is meeting today with President Trump in the Oval Office, and they said it is not open to the press. Wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall? Andrew, good to see you. I was just going through some of these nice things you've said about me over the last few years. What state are you from again? That would be really, really funny. Let's go to Ann. From Buffalo, of course, and you're on WBN, Ann.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ann. What do you think? Should the president sign this thing and get moving?
Yeah, I do think he should sign it. And he's signing it. He will be signing for probably a number of reasons, but most of all, he going in 2020. If he's planning on running, he really should make his base mad. But something else I would like to say. People in America, we are becoming more ignorant and narrow-minded every day. They forget, Donald Trump don't have to do this. This is not his stick, so he don't have to do it. But he's not going to be hungry. He's not going to be, he won't be broke, and none of those things. It's the fact that he loves America because America has been good to him. So he's trying to do something for America, and they don't understand that.
Well, that's exactly right. But you understand it, and I understand it, and Tony understands it, and that's important, that that he could have a perfectly fine, luxurious life without without reading about himself in the paper every day. But I think he's going to stick it out, and I think he will run in 2020. And you're right. This will help him in doing that. Thank you, Ann. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, think about it like this. He was in El Paso last night, and they billed that speech. Think about the timing of this, okay? He's in El Paso last night, and they billed that as the first campaign speech for Donald Trump for 2020. So while he's giving the speech, they come to an agreement subject to his approval while he's giving the speech. And now he might say something today, might say something tomorrow, but it's going to blend right in. Giving the speech, saying we've got to have the wall. They come to an agreement. Here's $1.375 billion. Okay, we got that in our pocket now. Then he announces, I hope he announces, I intend to sign this and let's get on with the construction. So he's got a good head start on people that are throwing their hats in the ring in the Democratic side of the aisle, who we don't even know. We have no knowledge of who they are. And so I think he's off to a good start if he signs that.
What, you mean no chance from that rock star Beto O'Rourke?
Yeah.
Whatever his name is. What he's calling himself this week.
And how about that Green Deal? I mean, think about that. I think of how embarrassing it must be for the Democratic Party to watch a freshman come into their ranks and call for a Green New Deal.
Yeah, but Sandy, she stayed within the lines with her crayons. I mean, you have to give her some sort of credit.
This is so preposterous, I don't know how they could even discuss it. How do you start with this and go anywhere? Because for one thing, just one thing. Every building in America, would have to be certified. Jeez. Oh, come on.
That.
She wants to get to a point where, with fossil fuels, that we would no longer need airplanes. Now, I don't know about you. That might work going from France to England, where it's just a little short hop across the channel, but anybody planning to go to Australia anytime soon? You know how long it would take to get there on ship?
Do I have to do the backstroke?
Yeah, exactly. So those kind of things just sound ridiculous. But rather than just ridicule them, take them apart and analyze them. This is really a blueprint, piece by piece, of what the extremists on the left would like to see happen. Most of this stuff is not doable. It's just simply not doable. Give up coal, give up natural gas. You're gonna be kidding me. But that's where they're going.
They don't live in reality.
No, they don't. And they're trying to take over the that wing of the party. They came flying in on an absurd proposal called the Green New Deal. And this is what they got. And on the other side of the aisle, the president is probably, I hope, going to sign this thing and moving on to better secure our nation. And they didn't like when he said, we are not a socialist nation, we'll never be one. I like that.
I was going back and forth via email with your buddy Don in Pennsylvania about whether or not we should fear Ocasio-Cortez.
He's a communist, you know.
What's that?
He's a communist.
Is he?
Did you know that?
Just because he's an Eagles fan, Sandy, doesn't make him a communist.
Okay, so what was he saying?
That we should fear Ocasio, that she could be president someday. And my point to him was, I don't think we should fear her because she's already been labeled as a buffoon. So I don't see anyone ever taking her seriously. You're painted with that picture just the same way they painted Trump right away with the racist picture. It doesn't go away.
Well, those sort of proposals are so intense that you just immediately, before you even investigate the whole thing, you immediately just write it off. But you can't totally write off somebody who does that, because she may have one gold nugget in there that is worth a proposal, and work from that on. That's what you got to be afraid of. It's not the whole proposal. It's just one piece of it. Who knows which piece would be a poison pill for America, but believe me, people will find out. Take a break on News Radio 930. This is WBEN Beach and Company, brought to you by Publishers Clearinghouse. Hey, WBEN listeners, Publishers Clearinghouse is giving away $5,000 forever on February 28th. $5,000 a week for life. For you, and then $5,000 a week for a loved one. So go to pch.com right now for your chance to win. Entries due February 25th. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. How's that sound, guys? $5,000 a week for the winner, and then $5,000 a week for whoever the winner chooses.
And then Ocasio will want to tax it. I was just reading something, because you were talking about her before the break, that all we have to do is print more money to pay for what she wants.
That is
to
the
do.
Most stupid thing I've ever heard. Oh, my God. Well, here's something about her. We're not changing subjects, so we're staying with what we have, but just give you an idea. It says her blueprint for the liberal election is breathtaking. It includes 10-year commitment to convert 100% of the power demand in the United States to clean, renewable, and zero-emission energy sources. And upgrade, watch this, all existing buildings to meet energy efficiency requirements, and to expand high-speed rail so broadly that it would eliminate the need for air travel. We would not need air travel with her. I mean, you got to be. Was she nuts?
How did she get a college degree?
How did she get a computer to write this down? I mean, I really can't figure that out. Let's go to Mary. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning, Sandy. You were just talking about my favorite person there.
She's a nut job.
She should win the Idiot of the Year award. Let's stay on topic here. I think the president, knowing the way he does things, he'll sign this thing. But yesterday in his talk, he sort of like hinted around, like he first started out and he was saying he has walls and we need walls. And he specified the other people that he mentioned, like Pelosi and Schumer, they have walls around their home and all this stuff. So he's making his point. And I think he is going to do something to the advantage, to his advantage, because he's not backing down, because he is putting, like, you know, like people, what the Democrats want to do is cut their nose off to spite their face. What he, the president, is doing is saying he wants to do this for the people. He keeps stressing it's for the people. And if it means signing this stupid agreement, just to do it because he wants to do get this started. He wants to help the people. He keeps saying he always stresses people. When was the last time you heard, you know, anybody, like anybody on the Democrat side or even some of these wishy-washy Republicans say first, they always say America first, like he keeps stressing America first, it's not me. You never hear him say me, me, me. But these other people, they always, it's always me, me. They always talk like Schumer's or these guys' face and Pelosi. They're always talking about somebody else, like all these poor immigrants. They never say the American people. Trump keeps specifying the American people.
Well, yeah, that's the whole basis and foundation of his campaign, Make America Great. It has been. It's not great in everything. There are some things that stand for improvement, and we should focus on those. But certainly, we have nothing to be ashamed of as far as taking care of the people properly, people having a voice. But right now, we're losing that.
Right.
And that's what scares me. We're losing that to people we don't know who have very little brain power. I mean, this woman, anybody going to sit around and listen to what she has to say? I mean, you must have nothing else to do.
That's the whole point. She never says, you know, America first. President Trump keeps saying America first. He keeps stressing America first, America first. And he's getting that across. And all those people at those rallies, they have the right attitude. It's America first. What good is it? You know, it's good to be charitable, but America first. Because how are you going to help these stupid people?
Yeah, how are you going to help anybody if you're not strong? Well, look, the president has very high favorable ratings now. Andrew Cuomo, who he's meeting with today, has the lowest favorable ratings he's ever had. And you see the excitement in the group. Yesterday, he was in a hall of about 10,000, they said. And 67,000 people wanted to come.
And the other guy, that Beto O'Rourke was who in yeah. the owner thing, the president even mentioned that. He says, oh, over there they got about 200 people.
Yeah, and if you're going to be a serious voice for America, you can't be named Beto. Yeah. I mean, because that takes up all the energy. You can't get past the guy, a boy named Beto. We'll get Johnny Cash out. A little late, but...
Quick thing, Sandy. I know you and you're a card player and everything, and I think the president is like holding his cards and you know, like playing his cards the way a good card player would. He knows if he's going to win this game, he's got to play the right cards. And if that means signing this, he'll do it. But he won't show his cards until, you know, the other guy.
Do you think he is going to okay this or not?
I think he will, but with the contingency, you know, like he's prepping the people, knowing, say, that, you know, he keeps saying, like, I'm doing this for you, for you, for you, and the only way to do it is, you know, to help you people, the American people, is to do this, and that's what he'll do.
Yeah, he says, you know, I have security. I have Secret Service people, and he's going to have them for the rest of his life.
Right.
But most of the people in the audience don't have their own personal security, so you got to make sure that we make the nation as secure as possible. I don't understand why the Democrats have this allegiance and alliance and need for people who don't even live here, people we don't know, who aren't our citizens. They have more of a commitment to them than they do to us.
Well, the president also said yesterday, first thing, well, he always says it, too. He's just like Nancy Pelosi and Schumer and all these people. They have walls. They have guards. And
sure they do.
But what have, you know, like you just said, what do the people, the American people have? He's doing this for the American people. The people in California, he passed that law, that Kate's law.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing he wants, and that's what he keeps promoting.
Kate Steinle. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mary. Appreciate it. Yep. All right. We want to know from you, is the president going to sign it or not? I think he will. Tony thinks he will. We haven't asked Beamer. Beamer, do you think the president will sign the bill?
I do, because I don't think he wants to give any ammunition to the newly announced presidential candidates. And I think if he gets anything for a wall, he can use that as a win, and he can slowly get more money as needed. But I think he wants to avoid a shutdown at all costs, and if there's money in this deal for a wall, he'll take it.
Now, what a way to start your campaign for 2020. You start with getting money for the wall. You said, I'm going to get money for the wall, I'm going to build the wall. Well, if he signs this, all he has to do is sign it, he will get money. He'll get $1.375 billion. That's not chump change. I mean, some people go, oh, that's nothing, but it's a good start for building a wall. He'll be able to do about 55 miles with that. He was looking to do 200 miles, but I'll take 25% of my goal right away. And then it takes the pressure off because you've got a construction project in progress. There it is. I'm sure he, every once in a while, will hop on Air Force One and go down there and look at the, hey, how's it coming? You know that's going to happen. He can play this for what it's worth. So I think that was a major step forward if he signs it. If he doesn't sign it, I have no idea what he's going to do. And I don't think anybody else does. Tony, if he doesn't sign it, what's the next move?
Well, the next move is to trust him, knowing that he will make a deal, the right deal for America.
So you think that he couldn't not sign it without it being a mistake?
He's basically winning every anything skirmish that he's negotiated on, whether he's dealing with China, whether he's dealing with North Korea. This guy wins.
Yeah, he is a winner, no question. I'm not talking about Charlie Sheen. We're talking about the president.
Some people may not like the way he's doing it, but...
Yeah.
Come on, he's getting results.
He doesn't use the Marcus of Queensbury rules like they do in boxing, but he gets the job done, and that's what counts. And now he's starting campaigning for a second tour of duty, another 4 years, which would be good, because if he can get this much done under this much heavy fire, think about what he could get done with any amount of cooperation.
Look at how many of the things that he has come out with that people laughed at him for, like, oh, my God, I can't believe he's even thinks that. And then guess what? Winds up being that he was right.
Yep. Everybody was willing to drink the Kool-Aid that he was just a performer, somebody in front of a camera. He's a developer, knows how to work the press, but he doesn't know how to run a government. And they don't. I'll tell you one thing: they probably didn't like his "I'm going to drain the swamp" because they know they are the people in the swamp.
I'll take his results over any presidents before him.
Yep. And now they're comparing, like, the last speech, State of the Union speech. They're comparing it to Ronald Reagan, who was a pretty fair orator. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. Wow, listening to that promo. Tony, tell me, was Sal going to say something rude about Marshawn Lynch?
Possible.
Oh, that would be tough. Who could come up with anything rude about Marshawn Lynch?
Although he was funny in that NFL commercial. He's reaching over trying to grab the cake.
All right. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Those are the regular phone numbers. 30930 is the text number. We also have Facebook. You can get a hold of us any way you'd like and be a part of this conversation. We're asking. In fact, this text really makes a case. Sign the deal, take the money, then declare a national emergency for the rest of it. Now, there's one thing I think I have to warn you about. Because I don't know, and you don't know, Tony doesn't know, and Beamer doesn't know. We don't know all of the agreement. We just know a couple of the talking points, which would be important, how much money and how much land would it cover, okay? There might be a poison pill in there somewhere. We don't know. We'll find out when it gets down to the nubs, And then the president would have to draw back and say, no, I was going to go forward, but this wasn't done in good faith. Look at this poison pill. Here it is. Who knows what kind of goofy things they're coming up with. Remember, yesterday's subject was the Democrats and their even further left loonies wanted to put a cap on how many people ICE or Border Patrol agents could detain in 1 year. So in other words, there's a number because like they have 40,000 ICE beds, 40,000. They wanted to have them cut it down to 35 and let the other 5,000 go. Just let them go. They've broken the laws. They're being held now by ICE, and they just want to let them go. So that kind of stuff might poke up in our view of the total deal. Let's go to Mike in Orchard Park. Mike, you're on WBEN.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Listen, I think your point about the absence of complete information with respect to what's in the deal is a very intellectually honest one and very reasonable. Assuming that the deal contains $1.38 billion for the wall, for a wall somewhere, my sense is the president probably should take it because it allows him to continue the conversation about this. This is an issue that appeals to his base. It's a start on the project, and I think from a political perspective, it makes a lot of sense to continue. And I will say this, too, and this is from a neutral, apolitical point of view. I'm very frustrated by the dialogue with respect to this issue because I don't think that either side is being terribly honest. You know, on the one hand, we've got the Republican perspective, which is in 2016, we need a sea-to-sea wall that Mexico is going to pay for. The Mexican thing has been lost now. The sea-to-sea wall, I don't know where we stand on that. The flip side to it is, you know, on the other side, I don't know where this wall is going to be built. And I'll tell you where I'm coming from. The idea of a sea-to-sea wall to me is ludicrous. And that is the Republican position. It's in the platform for what it's worth. The flip side to it is, you know, we need a wall in some locations for effective border security. San Diego, Tijuana, Nogales, perhaps. Places like that, yeah, of course you need security for a wall. But I consider myself somebody who appeals to conservative principles once in a while. And I got to tell you, one of the things that strikes me about this debate is we're talking about seizing private land from El Paso to Brownsville to build a 30-foot wall in the middle of nowhere. I would like your comment on whether that is a fiscally prudent thing to do, the 30-foot wall, and frankly, how it fits with conservative principles to seize private property for this. Because I got to tell you, you know, I think a combination of things makes a lot of sense here. Drones, manpower, wall, et cetera. But my gosh, what a waste of money to put a 30-foot wall in Big Bend National Park. And I wonder if that's where the disconnect is. I don't hear anybody talking about that issue, and I invite your comment in there.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you. Thank you very much, Mike. I'll give you my comment. First of all, Big Bend National Park, I've been there. That's where Terlingua is for the chili cook-off. It's in Big Bend. It's huge. It's huge. Regarding any seizure of land, eminent domain type of process, I think that if indeed you happen to own a piece of land that is important, absolutely provably important to the process of cutting down of illegals, and I think if a fair price is offered for a piece of land, that I don't think that's outrageous at all. Eminent domain people occasionally lose property because it's for the better good of society, the government, the people who are there. In this case, it would be for, I think, a good reason. And I don't think they would do it just half-heartedly. I think it would be a very well-presented something to be part of that puzzle of security. So I'm not as nervous about that. And also, if you happen to have land that has a wall going through it, what's on there? Is it going to be a house for somebody? Is it going to be cattle? Is it going to be windmills? What are you going to do that would be severely impacted by that? And I think obviously you have to be rewarded for something for its loss.
If I come to you and I say, Sandy, you have this land here, and I know that you're having problems with invaders coming over into their country and they've done bad things to your land and whatnot, but I'm going to put a wall up to end all that. Would you be okay with losing some land?
Yeah, I'd be very happy.
Of course you would be happy.
I'd be happy with it as long as it didn't impact the whole piece of land that I have. In other words, if you took a part of it, that's fine. If you took all of it, maybe, and I still wanted it, I think there'd have to be a fair hearing on it. You just wouldn't go in and say, we're going to take this and this and this. So that's in the talking stage, according to Mike. We'll see where that goes. There's no definitive answer on that yet. But I do think the poison pill aspect of what's in there that we haven't seen in the first blush of headlines, you'd have to see that. Assuming there's nothing else in there like that, then I think we can give an honest opinion of whether we think it's the right thing to do to accept the deal or to hold out. I don't see much leverage in holding out anymore because, you know what, it's kind of contradictory. Here there's 800,000 federal workers that were laid off, 800,000. And we haven't really felt much of it, have we? We really, truly haven't, 800,000. And we're just looking to say, okay, when is it going to be effective? How's it going to affect me, Al Franken? And it hasn't. So that's kind of a little joke, don't you think? We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Just a deal of the day reminder. Grab a bowl of comfort with the whole family at Buffalo Soup Fest. Get a four-pack of tickets for just $10. Save 50% and sample the best soup Buffalo has to offer. It's the deal of the day from My Buffalo Perks. Details at MyBuffaloPerks.com. Let's go to my friend Don, which would be right here, if I'm not mistaken. Don in Pennsylvania, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy and Tony. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing fine, fine, fine. Do you think the president is going to sign the deal or not? What do you think?
Yes, I honestly believe that he will sign the deal. I think, first of all, we all know that when he's a big negotiator. He's
sure.
His life, pretty much. And the number one rule of negotiations is when you're trying to do something, you always ask for more than what you're willing to accept.
Sure.
Hoping that somewhere in between is what you really want in the first place, and hopefully you'll get that.
Sounds like a Beamer's dating manual, but go ahead.
Well, anyway, that's the way I look at it from his point of view. And like you said, if he's going to run again in 2020, the wall is, unless something else happens between now and in the interim period, the wall is going to be the big thing.
It will. I mean, short of some catastrophic event, being attacked, a terrorist event, something like that, a war, the wall will be the defining moment. And if nothing else happens between now and then, it's only 2 years away. Then it will be a re-election, I'm sure, of Donald Trump.
Absolutely, and that's important because I don't think he ever said how long of a wall he was going to build. If he did, I don't remember hearing it.
I think the guide was they wanted about 200 miles. This will give him 55. Well, 55 isn't 200, but it's a good start. And plus the optics of them bringing machinery in, building the wall, showing off the numbers, looking better against illegal immigration in the parts that they finished. That gives them more momentum to do more. There's a lot of advantages to signing it, even though it isn't the total package.
Absolutely. And he always, and again, if he's running again in a year and a half's time, he will say, well, we did get the wall because basically, again, they didn't. Yeah, I don't think he alluded to how long of a wall it was going to be. It was just a wall, and this money will allow him to claim victory that he did build a wall.
Yeah, and I think because he's a good negotiator, it's important when you're negotiating that the other person feel that they got something too. They didn't get taken to the coal mine, and I'm sure he is smooth enough to do something like that. Although I'll tell you one thing, doing a talk show with mainly conservative audience, our audience wants it all and more. And the subtlety doesn't seem to be in great demand. If he won, they want him to say he won. If he built the wall, they want him to go out and do it. So I don't think there's room for nuance in his campaign.
No, but the other thing is once they construct this part of the wall that this money is going to allow them to do, and if it proves to be successful in the part they do put up, it's going to give a lot of momentum to building more of a wall.
Yeah, a body in motion tends to stay in motion. They're building the wall. It's successful. They want to build more of the wall. And when you're trying to get money, you just point to the wall and say, look, we're doing it now and it's working. What about working don't you like? What about success are you against? I mean, it's be a good selling point for him and other things that he might want to do.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you one other thing that I thought about the other day. I got a bizarre mind, but anyway.
You're telling me?
No, I don't have to tell you more of it than anybody listening.
Sure.
If he runs in 2020 and he loses, now the election's in November, but he's still going to be president until the following January the 20th.
He'd be a lame duck, right?
Right, he'd be a lame duck. Now, there is a fence that surrounds the White House. I would take that fence down in the interim period, and I would say, because more than likely, the person who would beat him, if somebody did, would be an advocate that we don't need walls or fences.
I like that.
And he's going to say, well, I'm sure that's going to be, I'm doing you a favor by taking it down, because now when you take office, it'll already be down, so you should be happy about it.
I'm leaving you a certificate for a new drone from Walmart. You can use a drone instead of the wall. Yeah, and you know, that's a really good idea, and I like it, and it's perverse.
It's perverse, and you and I both know the first thing that new president would do would be to construct the fence back again, and that would prove that Trump was right all along.
I like that, Don. I like that. You ought to make a movie script out of something like that. That is a cool idea, though. Hey, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
You guys have a good day.
All right, bye-bye. Can you imagine? Well, it was like before when George W. Bush took over and they found out that the letter W was removed from a lot of the computers. I mean, how chintzy can you get? I mean, how petty can you get?
Oh, there's your farmers, your Clintons.
Yeah.
They're real nice people.
Plus, they took furniture when they left.
Yeah.
They got billed. They had to pay for it. They thought, that was the only thing missing was dueling banjos.
And Hillary still hasn't gotten over the loss, by the way.
She hasn't. I hope we are done with her. I hope we are.
Don't count on it.
When you're going to enter a race, I think you have to do, the timing has to be right when you throw your hat in the ring. She's been kind of hinting that she might like another run at it, but she's got no momentum going on anything, and she's got a lot of drag, as if you were flying a glider or something. She's got a lot of drag. I don't think she has much lift.
She had no momentum the last one time.
Yeah, and she didn't work hard at it, so she didn't believe she had to work hard at it. She thought it was eminent domain, and it wasn't.
Well, she also thought that her party had done enough to be able to rig the election with the amount of illegals they had voting.
Think about it like this. Usually you only have to worry about the other party, basically. If she ran, she'd have to worry about the other party in her own party, because there are people in there in her own party who are sick of riding a dead horse and would not want to see her as the standard bearer.
I think what scares me the most, and I think Donald Trump is perfectly capable of beating any of the candidates that the Democrats want to throw out there, but it's their ability to rig elections, ability to drum up...
to cheat.
Fake votes.
Oh, absolutely.
Whether it's dead people, whether it's illegals, I mean, they're good at it.
Yep. All right, we'll take
it. Again, nobody wants to talk about it.
No. You do not want to talk about it because you might want to do it. We'll be back with more of Beach & Company. We're asking the question, should the president, if he doesn't find a poison pill in this agreement, sign it? On News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.